All Tom Schaefer was looking for was a warmer place to work. Unfortunately for him, he chose Iran in 1978. We take a look back at his story on this edition of the American Countryside. A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farming the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown, just like it's been for generations. American agriculture, farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
In 1978, Tom Schaefer was headed to Iran to become a defense attaché. By the end of that year, riots in the capital city signaled to him that a revolution was forthcoming. On February 14, 1979, the U.S. embassy was briefly taken over by Iranians and the staff held hostage for 8 hours. 1 month later, Schaefer was in a new hostage situation.
In March of 1979, I was asked up into the ambassador's office. And he said, Tom, how would you like to go up to our listening post on the Soviet border and bring home 20 CIA people who are being held hostage up there?
He and an assistant accepted the mission and were given $500,000 with which to negotiate. When they arrived, they were taken hostage as well, although Schaefer was still allowed to broker a deal for everyone's release.
We knew that these workers were not going to get any more money once they closed that site down up there. And I kind of thought that, we'll give them some severance pay. By 1 o'clock in the morning, I had negotiated with them. To the point I only had to give them one-third of that $500,000. They didn't even know how much we had.
But on the 4th of November, 1979, another hostage situation developed at the U.S. Embassy in Iran. This time, it would not be measured in hours.
Again, they took over the embassy. Again, we could not really defend ourselves, and I don't think we really wanted to shoot it out with them. We would have let a lot of body bags floating around at that time if we did.
It was the beginning of the 444-day hostage crisis in Iran. We'll have more of Schaefer's story next time as we travel the countryside. In Peoria, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.